G'day, welcome to Pauline's Thursday Ponderings. Over to you, Pauline.
The other day, when I was chatting to God, he gave me a picture. It was of me with an orange glow around me, as in the Redibeck advert on the TV, for those of you who live in the UK. And there were darts being fired at me, but bouncing off. The darts were the horrible words that an acquaintance had been saying to me recently, and reminded me of a situation that I had been through in the past. The darts were not breaking through the protection that surrounded my entire body, i.e., God was saying the words would not hurt me, as they had done in the past. I suddenly knew I had to put on God's armour every morning without fail, and I would be fine. We can't change other people, even if they are a Christian. We can only change how we react to people. Keeping close to God means living a life worthy of Him. Every day, your every action, thought, and word must be self-monitored. If anyone one of them is not holy, not what Jesus would do, turn away from that sin. Do not do it again. Repent by asking God for forgiveness, and because we serve a merciful and loving God, we are forgiven by Him. Remember, if you are a Christian, you are His child, and as a seal of this, the Holy Spirit lives within you. So if you are being hurt by someone verbally, ask God to protect you emotionally from the hurt of these words. If you have been hurt in the past, or currently being hurt by somebody, then seek the counsel of others, such as your church leader, or even professional counselling. If you are hurting somebody with your words, ask forgiveness from God first of all, but also from the other person if you are able to. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to do this, and He will help. Remember, He lives inside you, and you are His child, and He wants to help you.
Thanks, Pauline. See you all again real soon on Partakers. Bye.